WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Let That Stuff Go 5 Minute Releasing Affirmations. This is your girl, Laura Bennett, here to help you kick negativity to the curb and unlock the power within you. Today's episode, it's all about something we talk about a lot, but maybe not enough. The sheer magic of positive self-talk. Ever feel like your inner voice is your worst critic? You know that feeling when you trip over air, say the wrong thing, or just have one of those days where everything seems to go sideways. And then bam, your inner monologue jumps in with a chorus of I'm so clumsy, I always mess things up, or what was I thinking? Sound familiar? Well, listen up because this is huge. Our thoughts directly influence our actions and emotions, shaping our reality. It's like this. If you constantly tell yourself negative things that you're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough, guess what? You start to believe it. You create a self-fulfilling prophecy of doubt and fear, holding yourself back from achieving your full potential. But here's the kicker, amazing people, we have the power to flip the script. We can choose to rewrite those negative narratives with positive affirmations that lift us up, empower us, and set us on a path of growth and success. Think about it like this. Every time you catch yourself thinking something negative, pause for a second and replace it with a positive thought. Instead of I am so clumsy, try I'm learning and getting better every day. Instead of I always mess things up, say mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow. See? It's simple but powerful. Remember, this isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging those negative thoughts, choosing to challenge them, and replacing them with more empowering beliefs. You deserve to feel good about yourself, you are capable of amazing things, and you have the power to create a life filled with joy, success, and fulfillment. Let me share a quick story that illustrates this point perfectly. I had this friend, Sarah, who was always so hard on herself. If she made a mistake at work, she'd spiral into self-doubt, convinced she wasn't good enough. But then, she started practicing positive self-talk. She started reminding herself of her strengths, celebrating her accomplishments, and focusing on the progress she was making. And guess what? Her confidence soared. She stopped letting mistakes define her and started seeing them as stepping stones to success. Think about a time when you faced a challenge or setback. How did you talk to yourself? Did your inner voice offer support and encouragement, or did it tear you down? The next time you find yourself in a similar situation, remember Sarah's story. Choose to speak kindly to yourself, believe in your abilities, and watch what happens when you unleash the power of positive self-talk. So here are some key takeaways for you. 1. Your words have power. What you say to yourself matters. Negative self-talk can create a cycle of doubt and fear, while positive affirmations can boost your confidence and help you achieve your goals. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, don't just accept it as truth. Ask yourself if there's another way to look at the situation. Is there any evidence to support that negative thought? Or is it just your brain trying to protect you from perceived threats? 3. Replace negativity with positivity. Instead of dwelling on what's wrong, focus on what's right. Make a conscious effort to find things to be grateful for and celebrate your successes, no matter how small. 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend. Everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and move on. 5. Believe in yourself. You are capable of amazing things. Trust your instincts, follow your dreams, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Remember, friends, positive self-talk is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others. But the key is to keep practicing, keep believing in yourself, and never stop striving to be the best version of yourself. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some positive affirmations that help you stay motivated and focused? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Let That Stuff Go, 5-minute releasing affirmations so you never miss an episode packed with inspiration and practical tools to help you let go of negativity and embrace a brighter, more empowered life. See you tomorrow for another dose of positivity. Keep shining, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.